You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Exciting interview for you now with an upcoming new Otapoti artist. The lovely Beth Elston is here. Kia ora, Beth. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm so good. I've woken up with a cold and I'm waiting for the day that I don't have to do an interview with a blocked nose. It hasn't come yet. I've done multiple and every single time I've been sick. It's crazy.
I'm really sorry. You'll just have to keep releasing lots of music and keep coming in to do interviews.
Exactly.
Well, Beth, we're obviously here to talk about Haunts You. It came out on May 15th. It's off your upcoming EP, The Waiting Room. Would you like to introduce the song to people? Talk about what it being released means to you?
Sure. This song, Haunts You, is the last track on the EP, but I knew I really wanted to release it as a single before the EP came out because it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It was initially for a friend, kind of like a, I see you and like, I know what you're going through kind of thing, but it very much relates to my own experience as well. And the song is just about taking back some of your power, like after a relationship where you sort of got beaten down and you lost your identity a bit and you sort of took all this treatment that you just thought you deserved. And sometimes you come out of a relationship and you realize, like, what was that and why did I put up with that? So I kind of wrote this song just basically being like, your karma is that I will tell everyone what happened and you won't be able to get away from your reputation of just like not treating someone with decency.
That I like the end. Hey, if you're not doing that, perhaps everyone deserves to find out.
Perhaps. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it evil or is it chaotic good?
No, I think it's I'm team chaotic good on this one. And I think when we talk about it being for a friend and the topics that you're touching on, you can hear that in the songwriting. It's very honest, it's very raw. There's like when you're reading the lyrics of the song, like you say at one point, the list you made of the ways I had to change is still etched in my brain. And did you know that I can't trust another man? Girl, that is, oh my goodness. You know, it's you're touching on some heavy stuff. I was wondering, when you're songwriting about something so personal, when do you know that it's ready to be turned into music, to be turned into a song?
Yeah, it's so interesting because the songs that I have coming out on the EP are all sort of inspired by like something my friend was going through. Like that was the starting off point, was sort of like, I'm going to write my friend a song about this thing we've been talking about. So I think in a lot of ways I've used their experiences to sort of hide my own and not have to confront my own in too much detail, and I sort of just more like cloak my own experience in the writing as well, because obviously like everything is relatable and you sort of find the initial feeling. But yeah, that lyric that you mentioned was like a specific reference for my friend, and you know, I thought it was really important to mention because I think it was one of the most diabolical things that happened, is just like, why are we out here making lists about what we don't like about a person?
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, that's a really trusted person. You're going to take that really seriously and sort of be like, oh, okay, I do have to change. So I thought that was important to mention. And yeah, I think I'm just trying to strike the balance with my songwriting as I get older, that like, you don't need to air everyone's dirty laundry, but I think it's important to like tell the truth and like tell people or like communicate the real heart of the song. So I think I just try and find the lyrics that sort of get to the point of what I'm trying to say.
And I think you have definitely done that in this song. I think it gets to the point that sort of the idea of I keep going to say revenge, but it's not really revenge. It's sort of just like letting things happen. when we talk about that song being written by you for your friend about their experience, it was produced with your longtime collaborator, Abby Wolf, and mixed and mastered by Emily Snape. That's what a lovely, what a beautiful space to be writing about, to be, you know, creating around such an emotional topic. What was that environment like, and how did it affect the way the song came out?
Yeah, this is the last song we worked on, I think, with an exception of like a tiny little sort of bonus track. And we worked on Stewart Street, which is just above the Octagon. Abby had this studio there. She must still have it. And yeah, it was just like I'd spent so many years in that space by that point. So it was nice to, when we visited this one, we took a really long time to just get the vibe down. Like, I really believed in it, but there was a lot of time where Abby was like, I don't know, like, I'm not finding the vision. And so, yeah, I have so much, like, so many fond memories of like walking up Stewart Street and just chilling there for a couple of hours, and her dog was there, and we'd just be like noodling around basically. And it was that like opportunity to just play around with how the song could sound rather than feeling like we needed to smash it all out in a day. Like I think when you get a little bit more business minded with music, sometimes the productivity can take over, but we weren't really on that vibe. We were sort of like, let's just see what happens.
I love that. And you can hear that it's not too forced and that it is your own thing in the actual song itself. And I'm excited for everyone to hear it. I wanted to talk also about when you said earlier about as you get older and refining your songwriting, it is this beautiful sort of the singer-songwriter thing that you're doing, and you're doing it really well. I wonder, what are your sort of songwriting goals as you grow as an artist?
Yeah, my biggest goal is to write my personal experience, for one. So my next project is very much just everything from the horse's mouth. Like, I'm not really taking any inspiration from my friends this time. And I think I'm just trying to find, like, sometimes my writing has been like, why is this happening to me? Like, it's more questions. I'm trying to find more answers in my writing, where it's like I find resolutions and I find sort of like epiphanies of what I'm struggling with, because I start writing the song because I'm frustrated and I'm experiencing like a strong emotion. It would be lovely to get to the point where my writing really like heals something each time. Like, I kind of figure it out, and I've definitely hit that in recent years. Like, I haven't released or even started recording any of those songs, but, you know, songs that, yeah, have been written just for me to sort of process stuff. Like, I still go back to being like, wow, I really figured out the root of that issue. Like, that was so nice to sort of clarify it in my head like that, because my thoughts can get so messy. So sometimes writing something so concrete, like a song, can help just like flatten it out and be like, that's what happened and that's how you're dealing with it and that's how it ended.
Yeah, and it's also that high stakes thing of when you write a song, especially if you're writing on an experience that happened, like, that is, whatever you say about that experience and the perspective you give, that's going to be forever. People are always going to think that that's you. And it's a scary thing, making something that concrete, especially when it's your feelings.
For sure.
It's like when you go and you read your diary from when you're a bit younger and you're like, holy crap, is that what I really thought like? It's like that with the songs.
I have struggled with that because I pride myself on being quite level-headed, or I pride myself on sort of always putting my feet in the other person's shoes and stuff like that. I want to always feel like I understand the other person's perspective when there's any sort of like tension or difference. But with writing, you kind of have to put yourself first in a way. That is probably why I've avoided my personal experience a little bit more than, you know, finding like when I look at another person's experience, I can see it quite clearly. For myself, it's a little bit harder to find like the truth of the matter. But yeah, I'm learning like over time that it's not necessarily about writing the truth. It's more about like writing the feeling and yeah, stuff around that.
It's a lovely way to put it. And when we talk about that, just before you head off, I was wondering, this is obviously, as you said before, the last track off your upcoming EP. What can we expect from this EP? What is the, when you talk about trying to, you're writing songs to work through things, you want to tell the story and feel the feelings. What are we feeling on this new EP?
This EP is like representative of my first few years in my 20s. Probably all the songs were written 20 to 23 years old. And yeah, it was just a time where I felt like kind of stuck and sort of like a lot of pressure to be every other version of myself that I could be rather than the one that I was. And the concept of The Waiting Room came at the end when I'd written a song, and the opening line is, my 20s are a waiting room, the doctor's either out or says I'm bleeding, I know I'm bleeding. So it's basically about how that time can feel like you're just in a perpetuity of like waiting for your life to start, and any advice you get is just like not helpful because you already know that you kind of just have to wait it out.
Oh my God, that's such a good line. I know I'm bleeding is such a good line.
Thank you. Yeah, so all the songs are written about those moments where it's like almost but not quite. Like you almost get the love you've been craving but not really. And it's just about kind of romanticizing those moments and finding like the special story in that. And I just wanted to create a body of work that sort of makes your whole life feel like a story worth telling and not just when you sort of reach the mountaintop.
Oh my goodness, but you have a way with words. Thank goodness you're writing songs.
Thanks.
I'm excited for everyone to hear your song now. Just before we play Haunts You, is there anything you would like to plug? Any live gigs coming up soon? Where can people find Haunts You?
Yes, you can find Haunts You on all streaming, and I do have a gig coming up. It's in Auckland, so all of the Otipoti listeners will not be able to make it, I'm sure, but I'll just plug it anyway. It's on the 11th of June. It'll be my first gig in Auckland, and I'm going to be playing all the tracks from The Waiting Room because it's going to be out at midnight on June 12th. So it's sort of like a party beforehand. That's really exciting. Yeah, and if you want to find anything else out about me, I'm on Instagram at Beth Elsden with no gap.
Yay, Beth, thank you so much. Kia ora, thank you for being here and for talking to me.
Thanks so much.
Hey, have a great afternoon. Well, guys, you heard it here first. That was Beth Elsden talking about her new single, Haunts You, which is coming out on her new EP, The Waiting Room. That line of you're in the waiting room and the doctor is either out or tells you you're bleeding, I know I'm bleeding. Oh my goodness, such a good line. She's very, very good, and here is her song. This is Haunts You by Beth Elsden. It's 10 minutes to 10 and you are listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.